Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
All right, let's go. Hour number two on this Tuesday edition. Gator Dave with us. The podcast is called Gators Breakdown. We'll let you know how you get that. Dave, how you been?
Pretty good, Bill. Just trying to keep up with the whirlwind and roller coaster that is Florida recruiting the last couple of days. And Gator fans aren't happy right now, Bill.
Oh, I was going to ask you about that. And here's a little lesson for everybody. The ebb and flow of recruiting doesn't define the season, but fans think it does. Emotionally, they take it like it does, and that's not the way this works. But anyways, Joe Williams decommitted. Tell everybody about him.
But it was out of Louisiana, and, you know, he got the commitment. It was off the heels of all the Chris Steele stuff that went on with Florida. You know, okay, so you were thinking that you lose Chris Steele, but you end up getting a four-star out of Louisiana, cornerback there. You know, we knew it is tough to hang on to, Louisiana kids, but Florida's had two, one each in the last two cycles there with Chester Kimbrough and Brad Stewart, you know, defensive backs that have come out of Louisiana and on the Florida roster. But, you know, he took a visit to Alabama, and you could tell just through social media that he really enjoyed that trip to Alabama. I think he had some friends there or made some friends there as well. You could tell some social media posts. And he kind of tweeted out last night that he was going to have a big announcement at 6 o'clock. That tweet was deleted. And then about 8 o'clock last night, 8:30, he, you know, kind of pinned his decommitment tweet last night. And, just basically 3 weeks after committing to Florida. So it was a really, really short-lived commitment there for Williams. And that was, you know, on the heels. You know, I will get into it. You know, Florida had two commits over the weekend, and then one of the biggest offensive line targets last night. Bill, it's become a common theme, committed to Georgia.
Fans are quirky this way. And this goes back to when I got in this business in the mid-late 80s. They place their emotions on an individual recruit like it's going to count against them the next season. Like it's that right there. Yeah. That news right there is going to cost them a game in September somewhere. I'll give you a good example. This is the Ray Golf era. And we're doing the show. And Georgia is getting all these players. Signing day, and I don't remember who the player was, but a player didn't go to Georgia. It was signing day, and he had to make a decision. He had not decided yet, and he chose another team. So we had a guy, and Georgia ended up with like a top two or three class that year too. That Georgia recruiting well is not a new thing. It's decades old. So we get a call on the show from a Georgia fan in Augusta somewhere, wherever. It says, how did Georgia do? And I explain how they did and how well it went. And he asked about the player that day who went the other way. And I said, well, he committed to another team. And he says, so that's all we got? That's the way fans look at it, Dave. It's the latest guy controls their emotions.
Yeah, Bill, and that's the thing about recruiting right now and how much it's covered. You know, you kind of, especially doing what I do, you kind of have to cover it for, you know, for off-season talk and all that. So it gets magnified because, you know, that's all that's going on. There's no games going on. You can only talk about what may, you only talk about what happened last season so much, or what may happen, you know, coming up between September and December coming up. You know, it's magnified. I mean, recruits are taking visits right now and camping on campuses, and all that stuff. And that's the talk right now. You have all commits taking place all over the nation right now. And yeah, you're right. You kind of just have to take it for what it's worth. Try and look at the big picture when things like this happen. And you look at trends. And, that's the one thing. You know, it's not necessarily where Florida's ranked right now. You know, it's still top 10 class, much better start than what it was last year. Don't know necessarily what to attribute that to. Can you attribute it to winning 10 games last year? I think that's some of it, but I think you can attribute it to, Mullen being in the state of Florida, being in Gainesville, building relationships. I think that probably had more to do with it then. But, you look at trends and what's happening, and it's right now, it's, losing in-state guys to out-of-state schools, and namely some of them to your rival.
Gator Dave with us. Gators Breakdown is the podcast. And again, we will let you know how you can get that. So what is the good news in recruiting?
Two commits over the weekend. Offensive line where Florida needs some depth right now. And Jovins, and I hope I'm saying his last name right, Jean-Vier there. For both of these kids are from South Florida, two offensive line commits, and Gerald Mincy as well. So Jovins committed Friday night, and Gerald Mincy on Sunday. Jovins, Jean-Vier, 6'3", 350 pounds, previously committed to Louisville. You could tell John Hevesy, Dan Mullen really target these big-bodied offensive linemen, especially if you're going to have those interior guards there. That's what they're looking at. They're looking, if they can get them around this 350 range, probably the 330, 350 range, and kind of mold their bodies when they get here. These guys are not going to be asked to come in here right away and contribute. They've got some bad weight to get rid of. They need to get their bodies ready. He was a three-star. Javier is 745th ranked player. So, and I'll go with Mincy as well, Gerald Mincy. It was out of Cardinal Gibbons where Chris Bogle also came from, current Gator freshman who's on campus now out of Fort Lauderdale, 6'5", 325 pounds. He'll probably be that swing type of player where they'll, try and make tackle first. And then if they maybe have to move him to guard, he'll have that ability to do so. But two three-star offensive linemen. Bill, the offensive line's so hard to gauge. I know a lot of fans were disappointed because these were three-star recruits. But along the offensive line, that it's more about coming together, five guys coming together as a unit. Would you like to see, four or five-star guys there? Absolutely. But, a lot of development has to be made there. It's really hard to – I think for scouts to kind of really key in on offensive linemen as far as scouting goes, because you get so many more chances to scout the skill players because 7-on-7 competitions and things like, and it's pretty much easier to look at a quarterback, look at a wide receiver, look at a running back, and see what they bring to a table more so than the guys that are in the trenches there. So yes, like I said, would you like to have four or five star kids coming in and being on that offensive line? Absolutely. But first of all, there's not many four or five star offensive linemen out there, and especially in the state of Florida. The state of Florida is not necessarily known for producing that type of talent. It's more known as your skill, your speed type of player. So where Florida's recruiting from, it's going to be kind of slim pickings along the offensive line.
Where do you think, after you get past Georgia and Florida, how close is Tennessee's roster to Florida's roster right now?
I don't think it's that far behind. It's funny. I was going through some of the preseason magazines yesterday, I was reading a little bit on Tennessee and what the opposing coaches kind of think of Tennessee. And one thing that really did stick out to me is there was an opposing coach that said the talent at Tennessee is not as bad as they are making it out to be. So it kind of sounds like maybe Tennessee and the Tennessee staff maybe publicly slam on Butch Jones and what he left behind. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't think the talent there was kind of in relation to where it ended up in the national rankings. I think all the good the scouting services and the recruiting services do. Tennessee was probably one of those programs where a lot of that talent didn't necessarily live up to the billing, or it could have just been more. The development under Butch Jones just wasn't there, and maybe it's kind of unearthed with what Jeremy Pruitt and now with Jim Chaney there as offensive coordinator. I think we'll see an uptick. I do think, and I said it when it was hired, I think Pruitt was a good hire for Tennessee. Going to have to learn along the way as a first-year head coach. And, if Florida fans saw that with Will Muschamp, and you kind of take baby steps and maybe see where it goes. But I think Pruitt there might be much more better, maybe a better fit for, what Tennessee's looking for, where Tennessee's at right now than when Will Muschamp had to follow up or Urban Meyer. I think there's not as much pressure there, and it'll come. Don't get me wrong. I think you saw steps last year, being able to beat Kentucky last year, and something Florida couldn't able to do, and a lot of other SEC East teams had trouble with there. So I don't think that talent's as far down as people think with Tennessee, but I think this year will be a big determining factor in where that goes. You're still at a point where you're not really relying on a lot of the guys that you brought in for production. It's still a lot of the talent that was left over from the previous coaching staff. So I don't think it's that far down behind what, especially, I mean, it is far down from what Georgia has, and I still think maybe just a hair below what Florida has.
Tell everybody how they could get Gators Breakdown, the podcast.
Gators Breakdown on newsforjax.com/GatorsBreakdown tonight. I didn't record an episode last night because my guest, Connor Ruggiero from Saturday Down South, would join me. He had an article last week of kind of maybe taking a different look at Florida and maybe how close last year was to, not necessarily all sunshine and rainbows, maybe taking a look, a different look. Bill, they say some things are not as good as it seems or as bad as it seems. So, we'll get a look at the Gators and his thoughts on a lot of the close games that Florida had last year and maybe how that translates into this year.
Appreciate it, Dave.
Thanks, Bill.
Gator Dave, Gators Breakdown. Tell you what, let's get the break. Top of the hour, about 45 minutes out, we've got Griff coming up. But we've got plenty of, how do we term it? Extemporaneous hangout time. That's what we've got ahead of us. 888-702-5494. Omni Nashville Hotel.
A wreck on 24 eastbound at the White Creek Pike exit in Jolton. Slowdowns on 65 southbound between Ewing Drive and Trinity Lane. Also on I-24, a bit slow crossing the Solomon Evans Bridge on the east bank, and still clearing wrecks in front of the Nolensville Pike McDonald's and on Bell Road at Stewart's Ferry Pike. Self-Storage Solutions, locally owned and operated. Rent online now at selfstoragesolutionstn.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. A chance of showers and thunderstorms for this morning. Partly sunny with your afternoon high near 90 overnight. A chance of showers and thunderstorm. Mostly cloudy, your low in the low 70s. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Lori.
Sports Radio
If you've been hearing about the many benefits of CBD, start exploring at ease. You'll find a vast array of curated products, CBD lotions, soaps, scrubs, oils, oh, and highly useful CBD information Ease has gathered for you, along with a knowledgeable concierge at the ready for a live chat. Ease is truly all things CBD, delivered right to your door. Go to easewellness.com. That's easewellness.com. E-A-Z-E wellness.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 $3 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-204-0145 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-204-0145 to take your call now. Call 800-204-0145. That's 800-201-0145. Again, 800-204-0145.
I love my community, and as a doting dad,
Daddy's home,
a devoted son,
there you are, Joe,
and a good neighbor.
Hey, man.
The people in my life are used to hearing my knock at the door. But as a law enforcement officer, I have to give news that people never expect. That's the one knock I always dread.
Booze it and lose it. A message from the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
With a mix of rising young superstars and veteran leadership, the Atlanta Braves are out to defend the East.
A one pitch hit well out towards right center field. Zobrist trying to get back. It turns around at the wall. See you later.
Tonight, Ronald Acuna and the Braves take the field at SunTrust Park in Atlanta as they look for a big National League win against the Pirates.
Coverage begins tonight at 6:05 on your home for Atlanta Braves baseball, Nashville Sports Radio. Bill King is the king of college football, and his sample size is large. Just ask him.
We'll be at the Omni on Friday, Omni Nashville Hotel. No Kev up in Chicago says, Bill, the College World Series is from the 15th of this month through the 26th. So I was kind of right. I said I thought it was about 10 days, 2 weeks. 15th through the 26th. Says, when I go to opening weekend, I get to see all eight teams play. That's a good idea. Yeah, very few people, unless you're working it, can stay that long. 10, 11 days. Now, I'm guessing Chicago to Omaha. Let me mentally visualize the map here. I'm assuming you're driving. Are you driving it, no cab or flying? If you're driving, you're driving straight due west from Chicago to Omaha, literally. And you can get there, I'm guessing you can get there in 8 hours, maybe less. I've never done it. Yeah, I haven't driven Chicago to Omaha. Now, I've flown Omaha to Chicago. Done that. Yeah, matter of fact, when we were in Omaha doing the show from the College World Series, and it was time to come back home to Wilco, we were on the tarmac, and it's our time to take off. We're in a line, and Omaha's airport's not big at all. It's an easy airport. Omaha's a really good city to move around in. It is. So we're in the Omaha airport, and we get on the flight, and it's our turn, and engines are all revved up, ready to go. We're about to take off, and then everything stops. Engines turned off. And the pilot comes on the intercom and says, I've got to reboot. I've never heard that before. Like, got to reboot our computers or something. Now, again, I'm not a white-knuckler flyer, but I found that weird. So we sat there for about 5 minutes. Whatever reboot means, they did it, and then we took back off. But, yeah, to get home, I had to go through Chicago. So I've flown it. I just haven't driven it. That's a good idea, though. If you're going to go that first weekend, coming up this weekend, and you'll get to see a lot of teams play. When I was there, Oregon State was winning it back-to-back. Yeah, Corvallis, Oregon was winning it back-to-back. That is a terrific college baseball program, Oregon State. Was and is. Matter of fact, they're the most recent champ. Didn't they win it last year? Was it Oregon State and Arkansas last year? Somebody bean count that for me. Tell you what, think about Arkansas's baseball program. How good they've been through the years. Under, what's his name, Dave Van Horn? Been fantastic. I was on Arkansas radio. I do a show every Wednesday at 1:30 with Ty and the guys. Their show is out of Fort Smith, Arkansas. Ty Richardson and the guys. And we don't necessarily talk about Arkansas football every time, but we talk about whatever. But when talking about, let me give you a good example of the difficulty, particularly if you're in the SEC. Now, this isn't only the SEC, but it's more troublesome if you're in the SEC. If you're Chad Morris, and you're the coach at Arkansas, and you're going into year two, and I'm a Chad Morris guy. From the day they hired him, Chad Morris is a longtime high school coach, very successful. Then got the offensive coordinator job at Tulsa. Then Dabo Swinney hired him to be the offensive coordinator at Clemson. Did a remarkable job with Taj Boyd. Got to remember, it was Taj Boyd before Deshaun Watson, before Pretty Boy, etc. And I've always been a big Chad Morris guy. Chad Morris gets the SMU job. A couple of years later, he gets the Arkansas job. So, again, he's heading into year number two. So you are Arkansas, and you're in the SEC West. And last year, you're just kind of trying to find your way under Chad Morris. Chad Morris is an offensive mind. He's on that list of smart offensive guys. Didn't play a lick of defense last year under Third and Chavy Wavy, because Third and Chavy Wavy is vastly overrated by the media coming out of East Tennessee. Vastly overrated. And the rest of America, lazy, and they don't do their homework, so they just take the word of East Tennessee and they say, Chavis, awesome. What a hire. What a hire. Oh, my God. Wrong. But anyways, back to Chad Morris. I think Chad Morris is a good coach, but I don't know that you can win in Arkansas. I don't care who you are. Who are you going to replace at Arkansas? If you're Arkansas, who are you going to supplant in the SEC West? Are you ever, in today's current environment, going to out-recruit 1 year, much less 4 to 5 years, Alabama, LSU, A&M, Auburn? Those four right there. Now, could you out-recruit Ole Miss a random year or Mississippi State a random year? You could. But can you ever? And by the way, one class won't even do it. You need multiple classes. 3 to 4 to 5 years to do this. But can you out-recruit Alabama, Auburn, LSU, and A&M? Any 1 year, much less 3 to 4 to 5 years. So let's begin that way. Arkansas, since it left the dilapidated Southwest Conference to join the SEC, lost its Texas ability, meaning to recruit the superstars of Texas. Even though geographically it's something you need to be doing at Arkansas, which they continue to try, but they're not getting the best out of Texas. That ain't happening, okay? Oklahoma, Texas, and Texas A&M are getting the best out of Texas. And there are many other players in there for everybody else as well. Arkansas is not doing that. They're not doing it. So what I'm saying is, I don't know what you can get done in football at Arkansas these days. Now, can you get them back to where they're more respectable and they're a tougher out? Well, sure. But are you going to slide by that power structure in the West if you're at Arkansas in today's environment? It sounds bleak to me. That's just a random team I'm picking out. Jeff in Birmingham. No. Jeff in Fultondale. Right? Says, Bill, it's only 6 weeks until SEC Media Days down in Hoover. Ask Griff if he's going to be there. Oh, Griff will be there. Yeah, Griff will be there. I'll ask him if you want me to, but he'll be there. You know who won't be there? Me. I am not going to be part of that clown show. You're talking about a waste of time. That right there is a waste of time for me. Rob in the 614 says, Bill, Florida's latest offensive line recruit, and it's a picture of a sumo wrestler. Yeah, he's, what did Gator Dave say he was? 6'3", 365 or something? I'll repeat something I've told you. People always talk about how the game, how players from back then could play today, which is really not true, with an exception. The lines of scrimmage are so much bigger today. That is different. Skill players are no different. Skill players are the same size they've always been, whether it's a 5'11 receiver or whether it's a 6'5 receiver. Those guys were there 30, 40 years ago, just like today. No different. In some cases, better back then. Matter of fact, I'll say it again, running backs back in the day were better than they are today. Better. But the lines of scrimmage, when I was in college, early 80s, if you were, and I remember I studied this, even though I was a chemistry major and had no idea I would get into this business. I had no vision to get into this business. Never occurred to me to get into this business. I didn't grow up wanting to be in this business. It just happened, and I'm glad it happened. But I remember, even though I had no idea I would be doing this, I studied the lines of scrimmage in the early 80s. In college, in between chemistry labs. And if you had an offensive line that weighed 280, you were huge. If you had an offensive line in the early 80s that averaged 280 in weight, you were literally maybe the biggest offensive line in America. 280 was today's 330. Seriously. I can convert those numbers because I know them well. That's how big that was. I talk about it. When Georgia won the national championship in 1980 with Herschel Walker, their center was Hugh Nall, longtime offensive line coach in college after that. He was listed at around 225. Think about that. That was 1980. I mean, 1980 was really good football. Really good football. You, right now, 280 would not be enough for you to be the water boy. Okay? You would get destroyed at 280. You would be the runt of the litter at 280. At 280, you might as well be 150 in trying to play the offensive line. That's what's different. And defensive line as well, but because back then, I'll tell you what's better today as well. Running backs are not as good today in general as they were back then. But back then, it was way harder to find good defensive linemen. They're way more readily available today. Now, I'm not saying they're on every street corner, because that's a rare size and twitch ability that you need at that position. but it's way more readily available. I remember in the early 80s, all the way through the 80s, I visited, once I got into this business, with so many coaches. I remember sitting over at Vanderbilt with the defensive line coach, and they also had a defensive line coach from another staff, which I don't remember who it was, come in. And we sat there and watched film of nose guard play. And DiNardo had this nose guard who weighed about 240 named Lewis Woolridge, who was getting destroyed. So they were looking at ways to cock the nose tackle on the center, meaning not line up head on head straight, but cock him, if you know what I mean. You see, occasionally you still see teams do this. When the nose guard literally lines up at an angle on the center, and kind of in between the A-gap, right? But they, and we sat there for 2 hours looking at film of this. Ways, and the problem was, and this problem, Tennessee had the same problem. They had a nose guard named Jimmy Noonan who was 5'9", like 260, who was a terror. But he could get covered up by some of the bigger linemen, like an Alabama team. And it was really hard to find interior defensive linemen back then. It's not easy, but it's much easier today to find them than it used to be. Let me get the bottom of the hour here. I'm running late. I'll get the call when we come back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Still clearing a crash on 24 eastbound at the Cheatham County line at the Whites Creek Pike exit in Jolton. On I-40 westbound in Hermitage, a crash between the Wilson County line and Old Hickory Boulevard. A few collisions blocking the right of way in Midtown at the 10th Avenue traffic circle and on 65 north at Rosa Parks Boulevard. Smashville Moving Company. Packing, loading, unloading, no job is too big. Call 615-584-4954. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow-drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Southern hospitality with a modern twist. Kitchen Notes in the Omni Nashville Hotel offers a farm-to-fork experience for breakfast, lunch, supper, and Sunday brunch. Kitchen Notes uses the freshest ingredients to create great food in a casual dining atmosphere. Don't miss Nashville's only award-winning biscuit bar, serving up a house-crafted sweet, savory, buttermilk, and gluten-free biscuit every day. Try our award-winning patty melt or the grilled pimento cheese sandwich with a side of house-made Tennessee honey slaw, and dessert is always a must in our house. Whether it's in the main dining room or two of our private dining rooms, be sure to make Kitchen Notes part of your downtown Nashville experience. Check out Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville. For reservations, call 615-761-3700. Complimentary valet parking is always available.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-898-0816. 800-898-0816. 800-898-0816. That's 800-898-0816.
The old BCS computer runs on diesel fuel and dreams. We know this because it lives in Bill King's garage.
Bill King Show, brought to you by the palatial, lovely Omni Nashville Hotel.
Yeah, I keep waiting to find Slavo's character in Chernobyl. Now, I've only seen the first episode. There are what, five episodes of Chernobyl? I've only seen the first one. But I keep waiting for Slava to show up in that thing. I'm sure he's in it. He's got to be in it. You know what I hear is also a good series? And is that on HBO or where is that? I hear Deep State is good, too. I never have time to watch these things, but I heard, who was it I heard talking about that the other day? I don't, maybe it was Rush. I don't know. Like I told you, every day if I have a chance when I'm in my car, and it's only for a few minutes, I try and listen to a little bit of Rush Limbaugh and Howard Stern. Totally unrelated. Totally different shows. Couldn't be more different, right? But both are brilliant communicators. Brilliant. Now, again, you may agree or disagree with both of them or one of them and not the other. Whatever. I'm just saying they are both, whether you agree with the messaging or not, and again, Howard's not really a political show, but both brilliant at what they do. No Kev says, Bill, from DeKalb, Illinois to Omaha is about 6 hours. So you can get there. That's not a bad little drive. I mean, six is not too cumbersome to Omaha. So he gets there. No Kev gets there and gets to watch the opening weekend. That's not bad. I don't know that I'll ever go back to the College World Series. I did it once. It wasn't really a bucket list thing for me, but and I'm glad that I went. I wouldn't take it back, but would I, in mid-June, schedule a trip to Omaha for some baseball? I don't think so. Yeah, if I'm going anywhere in mid-June, it's down to the Emerald Coast. Where the Georgia Dog and Pac-12 Dave and Scott Moore and all those guys are at. They get to live down there. Yeah, if I'm going anywhere, I'm heading to that beach down on the Emerald Coast. It ain't going to be Omaha. No offense meant there. I'll watch it from the beach. How about that? Larry, who is a big Michigan fan, and by the way, Michigan, New Year's Six Bowl, Sweet 16 basketball, College World Series baseball. It's a pretty damn good year. Still can't beat the Buckeyes in football, but who's counting, right? Says, Bill, will this finally be the year that the turnover on the staff at RTR? Now, you got to know your acronyms, everybody. That's Roll Tide Roll. Yeah, study your acronyms, everybody. Make sure you know them. You've got to know your acronyms if you're going to listen to the show. Says, is this finally when it will be detrimental for the team? Or have we, and he puts the word we in quotes, seen this horror show before in Tuscaloosa? Well, I say it really doesn't matter because you got to remember, Nick Saban is the most dominating head coach, maybe in college football history. I'm going to take maybe away. He is the most dominating head coach. Here's what I mean by that. When you talk about some coaches like Dabo Swinney, who's doing remarkable things too, but their route to the finish line is different. Right now, Dabo Swinney's route is the most successful. He's won two of the last three. But Nick's got six right now, total. So in the whole count, Nick is killing everybody. And Dabo Swinney is more of a delegator. Nick delegates, but everything emanates from his dominating presence, right? They go through a million assistant coaches, right? And it doesn't seem to matter. Now, when I say it doesn't seem to matter, it doesn't mean that you can have a transition, which is tough, or maybe Kiff gets run before the Clemson game a couple of years ago. You bring in Sark. I mean, maybe you could look at something like that, but it doesn't really seem to matter. Alabama continues to win natties regardless of the transition on the staff. Now, can it, will it eventually catch up? It might. I mean, nothing continues forever. We all know that. But I don't think, until I see otherwise, I don't think it matters. They're still dominating. Last year was as dominating a year as any college football team had, until the Clemson game now, until that game. What? Since Nebraska 95? I mean, they were destroying everything in their wake. Well, now let me back up. The Georgia game, obviously, they had to come back. Jalen Hurts had to save them. Let me back up. I skipped over that. But they pulled that game out somehow, some way, again against Georgia. It was a dominating year. They probably peaked too early and they got too soft. Alabama, even under Nick, but those RPOs and all that chucking the football got a little soft. Alabama football actually adopted pretty boy ball. And I think after what? The LSU game probably, somewhere in there. LSU game they played well. But down the stretch, I think Nick could sense we're not quite right. And at that point, you really can't fix anything. Vaughn Broadnecks, this is a good point. Says, Bill, it would probably not be possible to identify Slava in Chernobyl because everybody had a British accent. That's true. I noticed that in episode one. Have you heard this? That the Russians, literally now, they're really mad about the Chernobyl series. It's an American thing, and it's slanted, and it shows the incompetence of the state and the cover-up, and it's not real flattering, right? And they say it's all rigged in an American way, so they're going to do their own Chernobyl. Have you heard that? Seriously. Yeah, what Western civilization has done with history, Chernobyl, is a total spin that's anti-Russian, and we're going to have to do our own series. So they'll probably come out with and I'll watch it if we can get it, where everything goes well at Chernobyl and it's handled perfectly and nobody got sick. And the town right now is a bustling city of just incredible business, and everybody's happy. You know that Ferris wheel that's still in Chernobyl? Have you seen these pictures? There's still that Ferris wheel sitting there. That thing's actually running. That's fake. Kids are on that Ferris wheel right now. People are drinking out of ponds in Chernobyl right now. They're dipping their cups in there, and they're swigging from it. It's great. No radioactivity in there at all. It's a total lie. Matter of fact, if I was there right now, I'd drink out of that pond. That's how confident I am in this. Let's take a break. Speaking of that, Griff's coming up. Isn't that a perfect transition to Griff? Chris coming up at the top of the hour. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Still clearing a crash on 24 eastbound at the Cheatham County line at the White's Creek Pike exit in Jolton. On I-40 westbound in Hermitage, a crash between the Wilson County line and Old Hickory Boulevard. A few collisions blocking the right of way in Midtown at the 10th Avenue traffic circle and on 65 north at Rosa Parks Boulevard. Smashville Moving Company. Packing, loading, unloading, no job is too big. Call 615-584-4954. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Five-state forecast. Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. A chance of showers and thunderstorms for this morning. Partly sunny with your afternoon high near 90 overnight. A chance of showers and thunderstorm. Mostly cloudy, your low in the low 70s. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Lori.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Part of you won't be satisfied till you eat food that's hot and meaty. You want Penn Station East Coast subs, grilled steak and onions, baked bready goodness, and fresh cut fries. Answer your craving. Penn Station, hot meaty goodness.
Visit Penn Station East Coast Subs in Hermitage and the two locations in Murfreesboro on Memorial Boulevard or Medical Center Parkway. For June, try the delicious Italian sub with amazing fresh cut fries and drink at the special monthly price. Penn Station, hot meaty goodness.
When it comes to their kids, dads don't have favorites. When it comes to their tools, they do. And the Home Depot has every one of them. Top brands like Makita and DeWalt. Exclusive brands like Ryobi, Husky, and Ridgid. Even Milwaukee, with an M12 12-volt 5-tool kit, now just $199. Today is the day for doing. And for dad, with the best selection of his favorite tools only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offer valid through June 19th while supplies last.
Listen up, fellas. DXL is built for big and tall guys, okay? Which means they've got clothes built for style, built for comfort, and best of all, built for you. Get this, DXL spent years developing their own sizing patterns to deliver a great fit every time and every size. And with over 100 brands, DXL will have you looking great. So head to DXL.com and check out a store near you. DXL Big and Tall, built for you at DXL.com.
In the heart of downtown Nashville, the Southern Steak and Oyster is a unique and animated eatery that offers an authentically Southern adventure with a twist. Whether it be breakfast, lunch, dinner, weekend brunch, the Southern Steak and Oyster has a variety of dining experiences. Visit thesouthernnashville.com to peruse menus, make reservations, purchase unique products, or book business and private parties. Located at 153rd Avenue South, the Southern Steak and Oyster offers free valet or validated self-parking. Give the Southern Steak and Oyster a call at 615-724-1762 or visit thesouthernnashville.com.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Kyle Busch took home his fourth win of the season at Pocono this past weekend. Up next, a two-mile oval we like to call Michigan. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hey, this is Kyle Busch, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
Oh, and how about you like us at Facebook.com/TheFinalLap? It would make us so happy every single weekday right here.
He spends more time staring at depth charts than any man in any universe ever. It's Bill King.
We'll be at the Omni on Friday. World Series odds are out. I should have mentioned this earlier. The College World Series. Arkansas and Vanderbilt at the top, plus 300. So that means if you bet 100 on Arkansas and or Vandy, you win 300 if they ultimately win it. Mississippi State is plus 350. Louisville is plus 800, as is Texas Tech. Auburn is plus 1,000, so is Florida State. Michigan is plus 1,500. So a $100 bet on Michigan wins you $1,500 if they end up the last team standing. Michigan. That's too cold up there, man. You can't win. No cab up in DeKalb, Chicago. Says, Bill, one of my first years I went to the College World Series, he says, I think it was 07. We were there then. That was the year we were there. Said, I have my then 7-year-old son, and we called you on our way out to Omaha on that show. Huh. I knew you'd been around a long time with us, no cab. I don't remember. Obviously, it's a lot of calls since then, but yeah, that's pretty cool. I remember it was 07, and again, Oregon was winning back-to-backs, Oregon State, I should say. But I also remember this. Back then, the show was called Rivals Radio, and there were rumors, we pretty much knew, Yahoo was going to buy Rivals. And that got consummated while we were on the trip. I got an email about that. So Yahoo bought Rivals. Believe it was 07. They paid $99 million for it. That was, what, 12 years ago? Something like that. Yeah, $99 million. And I remember getting the memo while we were out there. That was, everybody was talking about it. Everybody knew it was going to happen, just didn't know when it would get done. And Yahoo does what they always do. They bought it, liked it for about a year, and then started, basically just put it on a shelf and walked off. Yeah, when we were there in Brentwood, in Maryland Farms, that office building where we were was just bustling with people. About a year in after Yahoo bought it, maybe a year or two, the place was empty other than basically the radio show and a couple of suits. They'd come in and gutted everything. So if the big boys buy your business and you're one of the employees, it's only a matter of time before things start weeding out, right? There was never a rumor about them coming to get us, but I got to admit, I was wondering about that. I mean, you don't know who's running the show. Some people out in Silicon Valley running the show. Not literally running our show, but just running the whole business. It was awful. Gary Joe Collins says, Bill, is WBGV officially in the guide for the show acronyms? If not, I'd like to petition to have it added. That'd be West by God, Virginia. Yeah, West by God's always been in there. WBVG. Yes. Yeah, Gary Joe Collins, where he's located on the, what would that be? The southeastern tip of Kentucky. So he's looking at, what is he looking at? He's looking at Tennessee. He's looking at Georgia. He's looking at West Virginia, North Carolina, Virginia. He's over there, man. He can get to any of those pretty good. He can get to the Cosby Cattleman's place. If the Cosby Cattleman has a popcorn party, you know what popcorn is synonymous with, right? Not really popcorn. Gary Joe Collins could get there. Thad says, Bill, if you watched the last three quarters of the Alabama-Oklahoma game, you would have told yourself they were getting soft and Nick knew it. Tons of dumb mistakes. Roll Tide, roll. Yeah, Alabama got out to, what was it in that semifinal? 28-3 lead? And they weren't going to lose the games, but still. No Life says, Bill, can you post those odds? Yes, I will. Yes, I will. Larry says, hey, Bill, it's too cold up there. Don't mind us. We're just playing ball. He's talking about it. It's Eric, is it Bakich? Is that right? The Michigan coach. I don't know him. Although he was here at Vanderbilt, I don't know him. He's obviously done a hell of a job at Michigan. Yeah, how do you play in Michigan? It's snowing in June up there, right? That's our southern stereotype. You know, everybody's got their stereotype. In Ann Arbor, I'm assuming right now people are coming out of igloos. On campus. So how are you playing baseball? Can't play baseball in snow. How is Michigan in the College Baseball World Series? Where do you practice? Where can you get your batting practice in? How do you warm up your arm? It's 20 below zero in June. They figured it out somehow, right? Steven said, Bill, I was listening via satellite. 99 million back then. That's Nick Saban kind of money. What was your cut, Bill? You should have won big, but you were robbed if you didn't get some. You know what I got out of that? Seriously. I got a check for of that $99 million, and I wasn't one of the owners. But they said, out of the kindness of our heart, Bill, here's $25K. Yeah, I got a trip. And my wife had just ordered a new patio that cost exactly, now this is before, I didn't even realize they were going to give me anything for it. My wife had just ordered a patio that cost $25K. So that went right to her. Isn't that kind of the way it works? Seriously. Hey, honey, I didn't realize this, but they gave me $25K for the sale. Oh, good. That's what the patio cost. So I couldn't even buy Natty Light with that. Griff's coming up. Hour number three.